I just hope he doesn't change his mind.
Hello and welcome to the Rose Bricks podcast. I'm Ronnie Karam from Watch What Crappens and the Big Brother Smother podcast. And I'm here with my gorgeous co-host, Miss Stephanie Wilder Taylor from
Who Cares?
For Crying Out Loud. Who Cares?
Hi.
Hi, Steph.
I'm just too excited about today's show.
Oh, Lord. These Bachelor in Paradise, y'all.
I love our listeners already so much. When you go over to the Facebook page, these people are funnier than I could ever be.
That is a funny page. Oh, yeah. Let's do all the housekeeping. Okay, here's where you find us. RosePricks.com. That's easy, right? All of our links to Facebook, Twitter, etc. Our personal links. Our names. Everything is there. And all our episodes. And we just started a premium page. So here's how this works, everybody. Before everybody starts screaming and yelling at their radios, here's how it works. These episodes will always be free. Okay. But, like the first three or four are free. And then if you want all the archives, just go over there and become a premium member. And we're also going to be doing a weekly episode, basically stalking these people on their Facebooks, going over Bachelor and Bachelorette and Bachelor in Paradise. Any douchebag that cries too much, we will be going over their gossip and stuff like that. It's just another outlet to mock people. So if you want to support us and you want more content, go to rosepricks.com and sign up.
Yep.
Pretty easy.
Do it.
Yeah, very simplified. And that's it. So let's get into these shows. Holy crap, 3 hours of Bachelor in Paradise. And have to say, still love watching it. I don't even care. I don't even care if it takes like half of a part-time day.
I don't care either because it's so entertaining that it's quickly become my favorite show. I legit look forward to it all day.
It's so long that the moon watches it and never changes from being full because it's a full moon every single episode. What is that with reality shows? They're like, oh, it's a full moon. It is not a full moon every single day. What, did you shoot this in one day?
Well, they did shoot it in like 2 weeks.
That's a lot. That's a lot of nothing happening in 2 weeks. I feel so bad for the cameramen who are attached to people like Vinny and Izzy. Like, what do they do?
Oh, I know.
I feel so bad for them.
I made the mistake. I don't know if it was a mistake, but of going to Reality Steve and I read a few spoilers. I shouldn't do that to myself because it does take some of the fun out of it. But it's just, it gives you a little different perspective when you're watching the show when you kind of know what couples stay together and which ones don't.
Yeah.
And it's just so funny how intense they are in the moment and how they act like, you know, this is the, like how it's all seems like it's leading to marriage. And then when you realize they shot the whole thing in like 18 days, that's true. It wasn't even 3 weeks.
Oh, I love these people.
If you consider the fact that some of them came in while they were already shooting, right? I mean, they didn't all start from the beginning. Then you have to consider that some of these relationships, you know, and there's going to be engagements, as we know, are literally less than 2 weeks old.
I gave him everything. No, you didn't. You've known him for like a day.
Exactly.
So when we get into this episode, full moon, this is Evan. Okay. Now, Evan is this right when he's about to go? Yeah, this is right when he's going to steal Amanda. So we're freaking out at the last episode. Like, please don't do this, Evan. Like, you're so sad as it is without interrupting someone while she's making out with a sweaty moaner to try and take the attention. So he comes stalking towards the beach, watching them make out. And you know how I'm kind of a pervert? By the way, this is an adult podcast, so there, you've been warned. I'm kind of a pervert. And I like this trend of men walking around in like jogging pant type things and then like showing their dick outline. It's some weird new trend. Like the men have always had
visible penis lines.
Yes, it's kind of some new thing where everyone's like, "Wow, it's my nipple, or it's my dick line." Like when people, well, like when nipples came in, remember
right.
that? Everyone's like, "Let's get some nipple. I want better nipples. I'm going to put on fake nipples so I have better nipples." Like, what? So it's like that. So anyway, point is, Evan's walking, and he's wearing the jogging pants, and he's even kind of moving his hand around in his pants a little bit. And poor Evan.
He does
Evan,
that a lot.
Poor Evan can't even get a dick line. I mean, that's how sad Evan is. That's my point.
And that's what he does for a living.
I know.
He creates dick lines.
Yeah, at least put a rubber band around that or something. You're on TV.
He's a dick line doctor. Pump that shit up.
So here's a sign that you should go and talk about a non-existent relationship with some girl that you like. When she's on a bed in the middle of a beach doing this with someone.
Josh's moaning is horrific.
He's disgusting. He's
nice. He might as well have a man bun. I have no respect for him.
That guy is disgusting. So Evan decides to write a fake note. He makes a fake date card.
And do you think he wrote it or do you think the producers wrote it? How much of this is him and how much of this is the producers pulling him aside? I mean, I have to think it's a lot of the producers.
Well, we saw him last week writing it. I mean, they could have been telling him what to write. But
remember,
he was writing like, "Evan, you deserve love, Evan."
I wanted to go, "No, you don't."
Yeah, you really don't. Everybody doesn't deserve love, okay? It's not like water. It's not just something that should come with life, okay?
Right. Like, I agree.
People deserve a cold bed or a warm bed to sleep in, okay? People deserve water. People deserve clean air. They do not deserve to have to make out with Evan. Like, whose karma is that?
I know.
You deserved this. It's like the meanest thing to do to somebody. So he's made a fake note, and it says, "Evan, you deserve love. Take Amanda to the treehouse." And Josh is like, LOL. He just sits there and laughs at Evan because, you know, he can see what's going on. And he's on TV, so he can't just eat his head right there. So instead, somebody like Jorge brings Josh some DiGiorno's. Man, they sure know how to treat these people. That is a visibly microwavable pizza.
I know. And he's acting like it's like the great, like, "Oh, this is such an amazing resort. Yeah. Just look at the pizza.
The pizza in Mexico.
It's the saddest pizza."
The pizza in Mexico. The microwaves in Mexico, you dipshit. But the point is, this guy, even when he's eating pizza.
It's so crazy.
He's disgusting. He even does that when he's eating pizza. So is
one of my kids said about that, "He's moaning more from eating the pizza than he was from making out with Amanda."
He is, but I think it's because the pizza isn't moving back. Like, at least Amanda can kind of protect herself with her tongue, you know, like kind of sword fight back. The pizza is just this floppy thing. It's just stuck there. It's being
sucked
down.
It's a victim.
It is.
I don't want a victim shame, but I feel like the pizza was kind of asking for it.
No kidding. Like, once it told somebody to microwave it for 3 minutes.
I mean, what do you expect, pizza?
No kidding.
You're just laying there on the plate.
I'm with the pizza.
Probably drank too much. And now Josh is, you know, he's a predator, but sorry, pizza.
He's disgusting. And his sweat. Okay.
Okay, so Josh takes Amanda. I mean, what's his name? Evan. Dysfunction takes Amanda off and is like, "So I just had to, you know, try. I mean, I just want to know, like, is there any room in your heart?"
This guy.
She's just been practically, you know, wedding. She's just been practically effing Josh in public. And Evan's like, obviously you got like a little something going on with Josh, but you know, and Amanda is like, I kind of want to focus on, I'm kind of with Josh and I kind of want to focus on that relationship," mm-hmm. which I hadn't noticed how much of an upspeaker Amanda is before. this scene because I think I was caught up with the baby voice.
Oh, yeah, she does talk like that. Well, I really want you to know that I really like you, but also, like, Josh, like, I need to see where, like, you know, because, like, our relationship and, like, where it goes and, like...
Shut up! You need to be quiet, lady. Actually, don't speak. She's one of those people, it's better when she just doesn't talk because everybody falls in love with her because she's hot and they don't even understand what they're getting because she never speaks. It's actually not a bad move. What is a bad move, however, this Evan... Okay, you take her to a tree house, which is gross. Then he's offering her dinner, which is like microwaved lobster, and it's being served in a cage. Okay, that's a bad sign. They're like big cages. He's like, hello, my little caged bird. Sing.
It's very American Psycho.
And then his romantic wording is, look, I came here for you, but then I met Carly. But then Carly dumped me, so now I like you. Wow. You should put that in your vows. You are never going to find love, okay? And you deserve it. So there.
But then for no reason that I could find, Amanda starts crying. And I don't understand. I couldn't understand it. I guess she was like, I guess I'm going to end up with a guy who hits me. And it's really sad that I can't get a lady boner for a boring, like, guy who probably won't hit me. Like this guy.
But I liked you at first, but then I wish you said something earlier, because now I'm with Josh, and you know, like, right now he's cheating on me with 50 Cent frozen pizza pie, but still I hear him moaning. Do you hear him? But I like you, but now I don't like you, and the
baby duck, baby duck, baby duck, baby duck. Evan, I didn't want to miss my chance. You already did miss your chance. And that lobster is like 2 days old and it's still sitting in a cage. Stop offering her food poisoning.
There's something also just so creepy about Evan. And maybe it's because we watched him on Bachelorette.
Yeah, we already know he's a wussy. Yeah, we already know he's a wussy tattletale.
So weaselly and gross. Like, I don't understand how he could be so deluded to think that. I mean, does he really think Amanda's going to be like, oh my gosh, I had no idea. Yeah, okay, I'm going to go tell Josh it's over. And I'm so happy you told me because I never would have thought a guy like you would be interested in me.
Let's tell on somebody together. Let's tattletale. That's my favorite game.
And she's like,
you're so sweet. Do you want me to see if Josh will loan you some sex appeal? It's the least I could do. There's someone for you. There is someone for you.
And then he trips. I like that even the beach hates him. They're like, trip the loser.
And the crabs hate him too. The crabs are like, we're not even going to give you crabs. You're not even worthy.
Like, you're gross.
But also, Evan says to her, which I couldn't believe, like, I feel like there's a spark between us. No, there's not. Oh, how do you feel that? How did you start feeling that? Get that looked at.
If there's any spark there, it's from her jeans rubbing together because she's trying to run away too fast. Okay. That's it.
All right. Let's keep moving.
Okay. So Amanda goes back to Josh and he's just laughing at Evan while he's moaning over pizza. He's just watching the whole thing. And so she sits down and he just keeps eating the pizza.
Yep.
And Amanda just pulls in Evan and is like,
well, like he said that I was the reason he came here, and like, I don't know, like, wow, but you make me feel so special.
And Josh is just like, yeah, mwah, mwah, mwah. Gross.
Yeah. He's making love to a 12-inch pizza.
It's gross. He's just ignoring her and kind of got that douchey smile on his face, like, yeah, all right, babe. Yeah, I'm scared. But also not gonna prove at all that he's gonna compete for her. He's like, okay, you want to go for it, because I have a few bites left.
By the way, all my kids said, it's not Bachelor and Pizza Dice, which made me laugh.
Now that's a show.
Now why does it seem like Josh is I'm gonna answer my own question. This is a rhetorical question. Why does it seem like Josh is on steroids?
Josh is on steroids.
Just, yeah, because exactly. So he's just mad dogging the camera and everyone around, which is making me laugh. He just has this weird, like aggressive look on his face, even though he's not actually mad at anybody. He's just like looking around.
Yes, like it's overly aggressive. Yeah, it's like ape. Yes, Bill. And that's a very, very, very clear sign of steroid use. In my long in fabled Los Angeles history, I've learned to spot a lot of drug use in the eyes because you just do some. Look, it's not like I've done roids, okay? I don't even work out, so it would just be pointless. but you see it all over the place here. He's got the veins bulging out of his temple at all times. He's sweating like a fucking pig at all times.
Yeah.
I would say he's on a mix of roids and Adderall, and that is not a good mix.
Yeah. Yeah. And no wonder he has such a temper.
Yes. It's like Chad. Like when Chad goes off and loses it and they make fun of him for roids. I mean, that's really what it is. That's why they call it roid rage.
Chad also has a personality disorder. I think that Josh is, I mean, he probably does in a different way. You know, he's probably not a good guy, obviously, and controlling and, you know, abusive. But that seems more like steroids to me. Just the kind of paranoid, kind of just, ready to snap at people.
Yes, I think because he doesn't get to sleep as much as he should because he takes too much. But he... He's one of those people that were automatically followed on Twitter when I signed us up. And so his tweets were popping up last night while I was tweeting about the show.
Oh, Josh's were?
Yes. And wow, this guy. Okay, so this is a personality of an abuser. And we say that about a lot of people on here, but I mean, a lot of those people come on this show.
Yeah, so, but this one, I really mean it.
Yeah, this time I mean it, okay? Oh my God, we sound like abusers. I'm sorry, this time I mean it. I'll never do it again.
So, okay, so then we go over and see Evan.
Oh, wait, I just wanted to tell you one quick thing. I know you're trying to move on, and I will totally get a fire under my butt, but his tweets are so overly positive, and that's why I say he's like an abuser personality. It's like he's watching himself act like a douche, so he's overcompensating with these sweet tweets through the whole thing. He's like, oh my God, what a cute couple. Heart, 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 heart. I pray for them. I'm praying for the best for them. And here's one. God. Take it or leave it. Always going to be myself, no matter what, dash, plus sign, for whatever reason. Genuinely wish happiness for all those on this show. They all deserve it. And then the prayer hand emoji. Okay, Josh.
Oh, God.
Okay, that's all I had to say. Because these keep popping up.
Do you think the plus sign was a cross?
It's addition. He just thinks that Jesus invented math. He's like, of course I'm Christian. I do my taxes. Who's against calculators? Damn Jews.
Jesus is my accountant.
Okay.
Okay, so now Evan and Jared are talking. And he's trying to be manly. And he's like, yeah, you know, I went over there. I let Amanda know, you know, how I feel. And, you know, she went back over and, like, stuck her tongue down Josh's throat. But, you know, I mean, we'll see what happens. Yeah, we're going to see that Amanda's going to be with Josh. What do you think is going to happen?
He's dumb. He's like, yeah, it's only been 24 hours. We'll see how long that one lasts. And I told her, when it doesn't work out with him, I am here to be your I'm here to mop up your sloppy seconds.
Yep.
Gross. You are so pathetic. Have a sense of pride, dude.
Okay, so now we go to, I'm going to make a little macro note here, which is that Daniel is for sure gay. And I really think so.
Well, he's basically saying that.
He was. I mean, he's telling people that, and he wasn't even doing it in a dude being trying to, you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
he wasn't doing it in a making fun of that kind of way. He was doing it in a pretty straightforward way. He made so many comments and then said, I'm not kidding.
Yeah, so many people on this show come on to get pussy. Like, so many guys come on so they can go into bars and just get rando tourist pussy. And, you know, go for it, you guys. Why shouldn't gay guys have that right as well? You know,
I agree.
Gay rights, damn it. It's 2016. You go, Daniel.
But, you know, you can tell by the fact that Daniel never actually hooks up with any women. And when he was even in the situation to make out with Sarah, this is not today, but on a past episode, was like he was tasting a lemon.
Yeah, he's either getting stung by a bee or he's got a mosquito bite on his lip or he's always got some reason, you know?
Yeah. And he never hooks up with anybody, even though all these girls kind of ask him out. He talks about it, but then he doesn't do anything. Anyway, so Daniel is shaving Vinny.
Shaving his back.
True bro love. which is funny. And then we go to Carly. Carly is feeling the power of the rose here.
Yes, because she's the only one who doesn't really have anybody that she likes. So she feels powerful.
Yes.
She's got the wild card rose.
I like Carly, but in this scene, I don't know, I have a note here that I'm feeling very unsure of her earrings. She's wearing these huge hoops with some sort of like a Christmas tree hanging off of them.
Yes, I told you. And, you know, prejudgments are not a bad thing because they always come true. And Carly is the girl at the bowling alley. Like, I bet you anything that that girl has a bowling alley on her block. Because I've seen so many girls at the bowling alley like that. It's just,
yeah,
they're pretty, but they're just so misinformed. Because who's going to help you at a bowling alley? Nobody, yep. Okay? Nobody.
Exactly.
So Chris comes in, and he's like, guys, didn't understand that one human being could masturbate 5 times in a day, but I did it! So I've got my 5 minutes of work here, guys. Let's do this. Okay, be back. It's like, okay, thanks for coming, buddy. Josh is sweating through his clothes all over the place. And he's like, it's a smoking hot woman next to me. Is she injecting you with steroids? Is that a reason, really? So Christian had a date with Sarah. Wait.
Yeah, and he's like, yes, Christian is like, I really think that, you know, I really want to like nail Sarah down, you know, really want to make sure that, you know, she's going to. So then I think those two talk, right? Christian and Sarah talk. And then
so
Christian's
boring.
Like, listen, I'm just really into you. I'm just being straightforward. I had a great date with you. And she's like, oh my God, like our date was the best date I've ever had in my entire life. So right there, I knew she wasn't going to pick him. Right?
Yes, she's, of course.
I don't like her anymore. And I'm going to tell you why. She is coming from a place of like, I have one arm. So I'm just assuming that people are, you know, like not into me, but I do have, you know, but I want like the cute guy, but I don't really know what I want. But like, because this guy, Christian, is like, look, I'm into you. We had a date. Like, she can't be straightforward.
But Christian, I think I look at it as her coming from the place of it's hard for guys to even date me because I'm disabled. So now suddenly we're on TV and this guy who doesn't even know me is all over me. This has never happened in real life. Like, I'm sure that people like her and are sexually attracted to her, but it probably takes more work than a regular bimbo is what I'm saying.
Right.
So here he comes. He's being fake so he can be on the show, which I think he is. That guy's a total phony.
Of course. It's
I've never seen anything real about him. And
sure.
I think that look, the guy says things like this. I'm dominant. LOL. Other people who try to convince us they're dominant. Cats. Okay. like jeans that are almost out of the system, or like hair thinning jeans. Okay. Bossy bottoms. Nice try, Christian. You are not dominant. So anyway, he's a big phony. And I think that Canada, even though he's silly and he's probably not really that into her, at least he's not lying about it, you know?
But Canada's not into her at all.
I think he just likes a nice girl to talk to, you know?
For whatever reason, yes. But I think that it's kind of ridiculous that she's like, I just think she's an idiot. I do. I think it's idiot. Like, go with the guy who likes you if you want to stay on the show. Maybe she just doesn't care.
I think she's doing that, you know, that thing in poker where you just, what do you call it? I play poker.
Bluffing?
No, where you get new cards. Oh, she's just like, hit me. I mean, she is a bachelorette contestant or a bachelor contestant, so I shouldn't say that. But yeah, she's putting down her loser cards and she's like, oh, okay, hit me. She's like going for a second chance. I think she's going to get rid of him and keep Daniel because
that was
she
a lot
figures,
of poker analogies that didn't work.
I know. Sorry. Even poker is a sport, you guys, so don't expect much from me.
I actually play poker, so I can help you here. But yes, if they were playing like 5 card, where you get to go, all right, I'll take 4 and I'm holding on to a 2. Sure. But I think she's basically just like folding.
Oh, you do?
None of them.
Well, I hope that's not the case because I just figure she is scratching Daniel's back because she knows that Daniel has no sex drive. I mean, it's obvious. He's not going after anybody. So strategically, if she picks him and they're like legit friends, then he'll do her the favor of keeping her. And she can just, because if she kept Christian and she knows that he's just being a phony, the second he has a chance with any other girl, he's going to dump her and she's going to go home and be humiliated.
True. We know that. But do you think she's thinking that way? Does she seem smart enough to have that much?
She seems pretty smart, don't you think? I mean, she's been able to read everybody pretty well so far.
I guess, but I think she seems bummed that Daniel's not into her when she finds out later. Okay, we're getting ahead of ourselves. So, okay, they have that conversation and then Sarah says like, you know, I think you're amazing. I had like the greatest date ever. And while she's doing that, I'm like, okay, I think she's going to pick Daniel.
Yeah, I did too, because Grant, there's just nothing there. He just looks like a faker to me.
Oh, so here's the part I got ahead of myself. I thought it was in a past episode where Daniel goes and sits with her to try to nail it down too. He wants the rose from her.
Yeah.
And that's when he gets stung by the bee.
Yeah, he's like, whoops, I got a bee sting, yo. Wow, whoa.
So nervous that that he might have to kiss a girl. His leg, he looks like he has restless leg syndrome, right? This is part of his leg is just going crazy. You got to get him some restless leg syndrome meds. And then he sort of kisses her. And that's the part where he just looks, his face is all scrunched up like, ugh.
Yeah. He looks grossed out. He doesn't
open his mouth at all. He looks so grossed out.
He does. And she's like, well, I like him, but not the best kiss in the world. Okay, not the best. So then we move over to dead-eyed Brendan with the twin.
Oh, my God.
Oh, good. This guy. It's like a piggy bank that nobody puts nickels in. It's just useless. It's just sitting there still, useless. Positive that somebody will put something in him, but nobody ever does.
But in his defense, the twins are complaining that he can't tell them apart. They look exactly the same.
On the inside and the out.
Yes.
I mean, their brain patterns are probably equally as thin.
Okay, so then we go to Evan, who is going to try to talk to Amanda again. Well, that's what it seems like, which is horrifying. It's like a horror movie is happening. It's like there should be some kind of like shark music playing like doo-doo-doo-doo.
Well, they did have the wacky evil Evan music. It's like dun 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 bum 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 bum. It's like a mix between like wackiness but also evil. And Josh is still, guess what Josh is doing? Also the sound coming from Chris's trailer. So Evan comes to them and everyone around them is like, oh God, Evan, no. Like everyone's groaning around him. And he's basically he's learned the art of horror. He's like, to catch a pussy, you need to become one, you guys. So he takes Amanda aside and he's like, Amanda, girl, I know you don't like to read. Don't blame you. But I don't like to read either. Okay, but I do have like Kindle snippets. And that guy's mean. Like verbal abuse claims. Okay, verbal abuse. She's like, do those bruise? Then I'm fine with it. I love him.
She's like, I only have two kids. So it's not that bad. Like if I have four kids and he was dangerous, then that might be different. But I only have two.
As long as verbal abuse means that he'll only hit me with bags of oranges so I don't get bruises, then I'm okay with that.
Yeah. But then Amanda is like, I mean, I'm the kind of person who if somebody tells me something, you know, like I want to like at least check into it. So she goes to check with Lace because, you know, Lace is such a good judge of character.
Oh, Lace.
Lace is like, you know, I mean, he's no Chad, but I think he's like whatever.
Lace is like, okay, what did he do when you called him a pussy, punched him in the face, and then grabbed his nuts? She's like, I didn't do that. This is no relationship. Go talk to somebody else, you loser. And stupid Amanda.
Well, you know that, like what he said, puts a couple questions in my head. Like, are there oregano-flavored Tic Tacs so I can taste better to Josh? Is my microwave strong enough to cook that much pizza? You know what I mean?
Lace is like, ah, grow a pair, you pussy.
Yeah. But then Lace comes back to tell Grant, you know. Apparently Josh is like, whatever, like a emotional abuser or something. I don't know. There's some book where he's an emotional abuser. And then oh, whoa, Josh happens to be sitting right there. So then Josh
is like, whoops, like I literally didn't see you right there. Whoa, crazy. Like literally I didn't even see you. Whoa.
And then Josh is like, you know, I mean, I was sitting here eating this pizza, but I guess now I have to go talk to Evan. So I'm just going to bring this last piece with me.
Yeah, he takes it with him.
He does.
And thank God he was sitting right there because it took away another chance for somebody from the last season of Bachelorette to go tattletale, because Grant is also a little girl shit starter. He's exactly the same. He's like, I don't know that their event, like, I don't really appreciate the way that he's a blah, 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 blah. He's like one of the gang up tattletales too. So I'm right. Glad that he didn't get his chance in the chin light.
Okay, but then this is where Josh goes into full, like, weird, like he's just reading some prepared statements.
Yes.
I mean, he's so weird. He's like, they're both wearing white shirts, by the way. I wrote down, it's the Battle of the White Shirts. Mm-hmm. And he's like, this book characterized me, in a negative light, and it told a lot of lies. So, you know, stop trying to, like, stop Amanda and me, you know, when we have a really good connection. You know, you should just approach a guy and not talk behind their back.
Yeah.
You know, don't judge me based on how you feel, because I like getting along with people. And anyway, God knows the truth.
Yeah, and he just talks and talks and talks and talks. I don't like judging people, brother, because it's not right. And, you know, God knows me, and God likes me. You know, you've been to my Facebook. God has liked almost every post that I've written, because God likes brothers, brother. Let me tell you something about talking to women, brother. It's such a short life, you got to make a positive impact. You know, when you hit somebody, aim. Otherwise, it's a negative impact, and you could, you know, hit a wall.
I actually liked Evan, okay, on his OTF. He's like, this guy has polish on his polish. And then Evan becomes Megan from Real Housewives Orange County. He's like, part of my crusade in life is like, let's get to the truth. Justice!
His crusade. Because Josh has said God so many times that Evan is literally going to go on a war with Christianity now. It's like, Jesus Christ, Evan, this is not a religious war. Evan's so stupid. Just because he's like a little wussy one, everyone assumes he's smart. Like, the guy writes dick prescriptions, okay? Right. It's not like he's a brain surgeon.
Right.
But people are like, he's a wussy, and like, he has children, so he must be smart. But then he says things. I mean, Josh is just spouting such nonsense. But
oh, yeah.
Evan is too dumb to even smack him down, so he just looks at him shocked, and he goes, I mean, I just want to make sure she... Whoa, you're so polished, man. And he's like, what, you think I'm fake because it's being how I am? Like, it's being how I am. I'm being, like, who I am because I'm, like, how I am. Like, you think that's fake? And Evan just smiles.
Yeah. Which I want to punch him. But then Josh is like, listen, you know, the facts are that a lot of things that were said were untrue. And then Evan says, well, why didn't you sue her for libel? And he goes, because I'm just not that kind of person, you know?
Like, who sues labels? Like, if you were allowed to sue labels, people would just go into the Gap and sue shirts they don't like. He's like, no, libel. It's different. It's different, Josh. Like, what, am I going to sue Liz Claiborne? All right. Whatever, brother. God's on Liz Claiborne's side, okay, brother?
And this shirt's by Liz Claiborne. Well, am I gonna sue this shirt? I mean, I'm wearing it, aren't I? So why would I sue it?
This shirt is sweating. I'm suing Liz Claiborne.
And then, yeah, Evan, nothing you say makes any sense, dude.
And he keeps saying God is on my side, which is so stupid. Like, God is picking sides on The Bachelor. And Evan goes, you keep saying that. You're just, like, you seem cliche. Like, take the high road.
Everything,
you know,
happens for a reason.
Yeah. One hand in the cookie jar, etc. He's like, what? A bird in hand is worth more than, I don't know, however that goes. And he's like, look, the truth is the truth, okay? And the truth is that, like, the truth would hurt the other person. Like, I pray for her, okay, brother? I was like, what are you talking about? This is one time I agree with Evan. He says he's an ocean of words with no thoughts.
Yeah. Evan goes, I think people who hide behind inspirational quotes are unhappy.
Yes.
Which I agree with.
I totally agree with you.
How many homeless people have I met that are like, just do it? Or yes. When it rains, look for rainbows.
When
it's dark, look for stars.
One of my cousin, kind of aunt people, like someone in my family, a cousin of my dad's, was on Facebook today, and she put the meanest comment. I have a cousin who's having addiction problems, and she went on there and, like, told off one of her friends. She's like, if you really love her, then maybe you'll stop doing drugs with her. How's that? You know, like, she commented on a post that said, I love you. And I was like, what a crazy bitch. So I clicked on her profile, this cousin aunt. And, of course, every post is like, Jesus is there for you if you really ask him. Long live God. Oh, my God. I love God. LOL, God. God forever. Like a million exclamation points. It never fails. People who are like that are the nastiest fucking people. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not saying religious people. I'm saying people who just shove their over-positive crap in your face all the time are just not dealing with something, okay?
100%.
Never trust a yogi.
I get in trouble all the time for pointing that out on For Crying Out Loud, but that's another podcast.
Fucking crazy. So yeah. Evan's like, I'm all about truth, which, look, I'm with you right now for this second, Evan, but you can't talk about being so into honesty when you sell dick pills.
Like, exactly.
You sell artificial boners for a living. So...
Okay, so now Nick tells Amanda that to look out for Nick. Wait, to look out for Josh.
Josh. Yeah, he does it in kind of the nice way, like,
yeah.
Well, I was really into you, but now I'm not into you, and I'm just gracefully bowing out, so I just want to make sure that even if you don't read, like, you'll find someone who knows how to, because I hear that Josh has killed Chinese people. So... Yeah. Do something about that. It's like, oh my God.
So then rose ceremony.
Rose ceremony.
So Nick thinks that he's might get a rose from Haley or Emily, which I thought was weird because why does he think that? I don't know. This is where I started to go. A lot of stuff happens behind the scenes on this show that they don't show you.
I think just because they're the sad sacks. Or was he thinking of the one who was dating somebody already? I guess they had already talked it over because the twin, I think, is hedging her bets too. Because she was like, by now, person who liked, by dead eyes.
Right.
Because she was hoping for some, because he couldn't tell her apart from, I mean, so stupid.
So stupid. So Lace picks Grant. Izzy picks Vinny. Then Emily picks Jared. Right. Okay. Because we haven't gotten to. Yeah. Because so much has happened. So much has changed. Oh, so much has changed. So Emily twin picks Jared. Amanda picks Josh, obviously. And then Nick makes a comment in there where he's like, this whole PDA thing is just aggressive. Agreed.
Yeah. Agreed.
And then Sarah picks Daniel, which is where I started losing respect. And Christian is pissed. And then Carly picks Evan. And at this point, we're just like, why?
Yes.
And then she says, I hope he realizes that this is just a platonic rose. Why would he realize that?
Cut to him being Carly. Like, oh my God. Like, I have not closed the door on Carly. She closed the door on me, but it looks like she just slipped the key under the door so I can open it again. My kids are going to love Carly, girl. Also, Evan,
I think my kids are really going to accept her as their new mom.
When Evan is nervous in the rose ceremony, oh, I hate when people do this. He's like, yeah, like I look around and all these girls, like they're all like my little sisters and I just want to protect them. You know, I always get into that role and maybe it's time for me to stop protecting people and just find love. Yeah, you can't find love because you're just too good of a person, Evan.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
I really need to just like stop spending all my time tattling and just really, or take my tattling to a whole new level. Yes. Like tattle on myself for being in love.
It's like, Evan, guess what I heard, Evan? I heard that Evan is too busy protecting people to find love. Evan, oh my God, you are in time out. Ugh, I know. Stop. I'll stop.
So then Haley, one of the twins. Right? Picks Nick. Nick!
Yes.
So Nick is going to stick around.
And poor dead-eyed Brandon. He's like, but I said all the right things. I said that I liked blue. And remember when I said, oh, these appetizers look delicious. How could she do this to me?
Yeah.
So, but he's
Christian,
boring.
Christian is like, you know, Daniel's who he is. But, you know, he's not Christian. Christian's a grown-ass man. Who's gone? Okay.
Bye. Yeah, he's out of there. Bye. Yeah, if the producers have anything to do with manipulation and stuff, which obviously they do, they had a lot to do with this rose ceremony. You know, there was someone like, girl, now look, I know you're never going to fuck Evan, but who would you rather talk to at breakfast?
Yeah.
You know, they're like, get rid of Christian and Dead Eyes. They cannot hang. They are too boring.
Yeah. They probably, maybe they thought something would happen with Brandon, but then nothing happened. So they're like, okay, get rid of him.
Yeah. So Josh is all upset. He's like, I don't know what Nick's issue is with me. He needs to worry about not sabotaging my relationship. Speech pattern. He's like, he's so negative. Okay, weirdo.
So now the guys have the power this week. We're in a new week.
Next day. Nick's lifting rocks. That's hot. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, Kayla.
Nick and these guys are so bitchy. I love that they're so sad sack because nobody likes him. Nick's like, oh, here I am again. Nobody likes me. And the twin's like, oh, this sucks. Nobody likes me. Kayla, yeah.
Okay. Oh, this is funny. Okay, so Kayla comes in. And by the way, she spelled her name wrong. And so I'm spelling it in my notes as K-A-Y-L-A. Nobody spells their name like C. There's a whole mess in the middle with vowels in the middle of her name. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I refuse.
That's like a total dumb girl thing. You know, numerology says something. I don't care if your mother just needed more attention, so she named you like a damn fool. But there is like numerology in misspelled names. And this girl, she just can't have a happy life. It's not going to work out. You can't have a happy life with a misspelled name, okay?
Now, let me ask you, even though you're a gay man, Kayla makes an entrance and all the guys just go nuts. And as a woman, I don't see it.
Oh, I think she's very beautiful. But she also does this thing where she talks about it a little bit later. She basically blank slates it, where she puts on a happy face and she doesn't show anybody anything else. And then when she does show her real self, they all break up with her. And those are her words. But I think that she knows how to present herself as what Benoit. Beautiful, silent, just there to make them feel hot. You know, like they're handsome too and that she likes them. And then she can always win because that's really what these dumb guys want. Some dumb meat puppet that they could just mold into whatever they think is in their head, you know?
I just didn't think she was, I guess, I don't know what is classically, I just didn't see her as being that pretty. But Jared is immediately like, so Kayla looks beautiful and she's gorgeous. You know, those two very different qualities. The beautifulness and the gorgeousness.
There is also the thing of fresh meat because they are sick of looking at each other's saggy asses by now. You know, they've probably already all seen each other naked. They're all kind of sunburned and they've all smelled each other's tequila breath.
That's a very good point. I hadn't thought of that. You're right.
I think it's just like when you turn in your rental car, you may park it next to another Ford Fiesta, but that one will always look better because it's vacuumed.
Exactly.
So also the girls are going crazy too. Yeah. They're like, oh my God, she's so pretty. The twins. They're like, oh my God, that girl's like cute and like perfect. Like she's so cute. Like all the guys are going to like her. Why don't we ever get a guy? It's always girls like that to get a guy. And like never us.
She's so perfect that it comes off as condescending. What does condescending mean?
I love that the insecurity of this girl makes her say big words. It's like a weird form of intelligent Tourette's where suddenly she can say three-syllable words. She does it like 5 times in this episode.
Yeah.
And each time I'm like, oh, girl, you must really be hating yourself. Talking like that.
So then Kayla asked Jared on a date and the twins are pissed.
Yes. I'm intimidated.
Yeah. So then this is interesting. So then Jared goes and he goes and pulls Emily aside to let her know that he's going to go on a date. And first he's like, I just want to tell you that you're so wonderful. you're just really wonderful. Like, I really care about you. You know, like an uncle cares for his niece. You know, I mean, I just have a lot of affection for you. Like, I want to, you know, hang out with you in a very platonic way. But, yeah. But Kayla's hot, and I want to go on a date with her. So I think I should do that.
Jared doesn't even ever talk. I love that Jared forms no full sentences, but everyone seems to know what he's saying anyway. Don't you think that's weird? He'll be like, well, weird. Like, nice, but, like, she's like, oh, God, I know you don't. Okay, I hear what you're saying. Like, you have to move on. Like, he never even said any of that. They're just, like, reading his blinks. I don't know what the hell.
By the way, I want to interject here that my friend Tara, cool, on her Facebook page had the funniest thing about Jared's chest hair. That it's like that he has all this like kind of gross chest hair. And she goes, it just makes me think that Jared has a giant bush too. She goes, I shouldn't look at your chest and immediately think you have an 80s porn bush.
He does. I totally see that too. I'll bet you anything he does. That's a good call. And I think that's kind of why he's hot to the girls, because he's not like the typical wax chest. Like, he doesn't really work out really. I mean, he's got a muffin top and like weird nipple hair.
Yeah.
And fucked up teeth. The only thing he does is his eyebrows. It's all in the eyes with the romantic ones, guys. And the girls are like, oh my God, a muffin top! Like, they're like, Vinny was the other one, like the first one that was snapped up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there's that thing that girls do. Well, I guess guys do it too, but I talk to more girls. And almost every girlfriend I've ever had has said something along the lines of, well, I'm dating him. He's not that cute, but maybe he won't cheat. That's not how it works.
No, not how it works at all.
The ugly ones are slime bags too. You can't win in that world.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Evan being the classy.
You think that Evan would cheat on you in a heartbeat. You're delusional.
Exactly. So Evan being the classy guy he is like, oh my God, the twin just got dumped. So she's going to cry. So, hey, Jorge, could you microwave those lobsters? So gross. He's just like that homeless guy going down the street picking up, you know, gum wrappers off the floor and putting them in a cart, trying to get 5 cents off of them later.
So they go on a date, Kayla and Snaggletooth and Jared. And Kayla's like, Jared looks really manly on a horse, which I think he looks like a vagrant.
He does kind of look like a vagrant.
Then Nick has a classic line. He's just like, no one falls in love on a horse. And Jared and Kayla promptly fall in love on a horse.
Well, Jared and Kayla fall in that kind of love that only dumb people can fall in. Because they don't even say anything. At one point, I don't even know where it is in the episode, but at one point they're sitting there talking. And they're like, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. How about you?
And then it cuts to him going, I think I could fall in love with her.
Yeah, I feel butterflies. This is going to be a hard conversation with Emily, but this is what I want.
You have nothing to say to each other. Then they cut to the bitter twins. She's like, I've always dumped people. I've never been dumped, okay? And Nick's like, it's okay to hate the bitch. Just let yourself hate her. She's like, no, like, she's too perfect. She's like a pageant queen. She's intriguing. It's like, uh-oh, there we go with the self-hatred again.
Oh, my God. So funny. Then back on Hangover Island, we've got Canada drinking water, drinking from Vinny's belly button.
Hot.
And that's when I was like, this guy is like Bobby Trendy gay, right? I mean, this is over the top.
And I love it. And then you've got Josh and Amanda. And basically everybody's totally bored. So I don't know when the producers cast all of this. I don't know if they're doing it like daily. They're like, okay, we need a crazy bitch. Okay, call that sobby girl. I don't know how they're doing it, but good timing because they really needed someone in here.
I know. Wait. Okay, wait. You're getting a little ahead.
Yeah, I was just saying in general.
Yeah.
Right now, a bunch of boring stuff is happening.
Yeah, except that Jared, when they come back and Jared comes back and he's needs to tell Emily that they're done. And at this point, I'm like, what? Why can't he just ghost her? This is the worst breakup in history. Why does he has goes and he tells Emily, like, you're really amazing, and I just never have to force feelings with you. And, you know, I did have a good time with Kayla, but you're amazing, so I'm going to be with Kayla.
Yeah,
what was that?
Yeah, pretty much.
It was the worst breakup ever.
And before that, what about the twin when she's like, well, like, look, here's how I feel. Like, Jared is, like, really nervous around you, but then when he's with Kayla, like, he's super, super comfortable with her. I'm like, are you trying to help her or what? What the hell is going on here?
No.
And then she does at least say the right things where she's like, oh, just go do it. Like, I would rather you be with someone you like or what. I mean, she doesn't say that, but that's what she means. And she kind of lets him free. Let him free to explore the blah, blah, blah. And then Emily goes, I feel like an idiot. Mm.
Then Emily's just like, I want to be someone's priority. I always meet these great guys who don't pick me. And, you know, for their, like, other girls that, or guys that are, everyone's so much uglier than me. I just don't get it. I must be missing something.
Yes. Yeah,
fucking brain. Stop.
I'm a catch. Whenever people say that they're a catch, they're not a catch.
Everyone's so much uglier than me. Can you imagine just going through life just like, I don't get it. Everybody's uglier than me. Why don't people treat me right?
I'm hot. Why don't people respect me?
So then this is this made me laugh that, so we go to the double date and I was writing down like, I don't care. Don't care. And then someone on Facebook was like, I had to fast forward through the double date. Did I miss anything?
Like literally nothing. It was the most boring thing I've ever sat through. Some girl threw water on Lace and tried to start a fight on TV. And Lace is like, I will kill that bitch. And that was pretty much it.
Yeah.
Like, and they good blurred luck.
The other girl's face out.
Yeah. I was like, good luck. You're in Mexico. Get your ass beheaded. Shut up, Lace. Yeah. This is the time to keep it quiet.
Yeah.
Okay.
But now we're about, now it gets better with Sarah and Carly invite Daniel and Evan over for a date.
Yeah, they're like, why should they be the only ones on a really boring double date? Let's make this a full hour of boring double date.
But meanwhile, before this, and this is what was weird, Sarah has just been like by herself and kind of mopey and like, I don't have anybody, which I thought was weird. They never showed that Daniel blew Sarah off. I mean, last we saw, Daniel was trying to work Sarah for the rose. He gets the rose, and then he immediately blows Sarah off, but we never see it.
Well, Daniel just hangs out by himself all the time. He has a couple of funny little things to say in a group setting, and then you just see him kind of wandering around all the time. Like, oh,
Sarah, and you see this later, too. They keep saying that Daniel's the single one. But you know what I'm saying? Like, they never, ever showed Daniel or had a OTF of him saying, yeah, I'm just not feeling it with Sarah. The last thing we saw was him saying, I'm really into you. I hope you're going to give me the rose. And then she did give him the rose. And then you never see them together again, except they have this double date, but he's clearly, it's like they're friends.
Yeah, that's why I just think that it seems like they're both waiting for a better option. So they'll do each other the favor of keeping each other in the game. But I mean, what are you gonna do? Fake it? She doesn't seem to really be into him either. I mean, anything he says, he'll be like, "Oh, look at that! The beach is coming in. Whoa, look at that!" She'll be like, "Oh, Daniel,
right?
You are hilarious, aren't you? Wacky." He didn't even say anything.
He's so dumb.
So Evan, they basically get really wasted. And Carly, you know, it really is nice to see an abusive woman on this show because we see so much of it with the men. Carly is that woman who marries a weak person just so she can abuse him for the rest of her life and get off on it.
It's hilarious.
And I'm totally in her corner, by the way.
But this part is awkward because Evan is just working so hard and, you know, Daniel's doing push-ups and the girls are sitting on his back and then they're just making fun of Evan.
Yeah.
Evan can't even do one push-up.
Yeah.
And then he tries to kiss Carly and she's like, oh no, please don't try to kiss me. Ew.
Don't give me a kiss. Don't be weird. Ah, so funny.
So then, and Daniel is sitting on this double date eating a bowl of like raw broccoli stalks. Where did that come from?
I don't know, but I know what his pee smells like. Broccoli.
Hello, Daniel. I bring you some big broccoli. Yeah, his yes, exactly.
It's probably just the bushes from the front yard because they never show it. So Evan's stumbling home. Evan just gets white girl drunk. He's like, come here, you want to give me a kiss? It's like showing his boobs. Evan, shut up.
So do you think, because this was such a weird thing. So Evan goes back to his room and it's he seems like tired or drunk, right? I assumed he was drunk.
He's wasted.
Our girl Hallie or Haley Whittle on our Facebook page wrote, Evan took too much of his dick medication, which caused all the blood to rush to his tiny boner, which caused his blood pressure to drop and he passed out. So perfect.
Well, his why he said it happened didn't make any damn sense. He's like, yeah, I have to take medication for my ankles.
But that was later. Oh, yeah. So weird. And then the producers are in his room. They all descend on Evan's room. How do they, but what I was wondering is, how do they know that he's not just laying down? Like, why are they all going in his room going, Evan, Evan? I mean, he looks like he's sleeping, right?
Yeah, I think he passed out and they were just waking him up to do an interview and he wouldn't wake up.
Oh, good point.
Because he had probably taken, I mean, they're allowed to take these, they're allowed to take medications. And as someone who's been on a ton of them, because I'm an American, okay? I mean, those doctors will give you all kinds of medications. You can't just be mixing all of that with an entire bottle of two-buck chuck from the Trader Joe's, you know?
Right.
So I think he just mixed his pills with something and finally passed out. And they were like, Evan! I like the producer who's like, Evan, please wake up! She's like, oh, God, don't let this happen on my hour. Please.
Yep.
So,
but then why did they go get Carly right away?
The show is so low. I mean, this is a typical reality show. They're like, make sure Carly's down here. Maybe he'll throw up on himself or start bleeding out of his anus. Get Carly down here immediately. She's like, that's gross. Like, he could be dying right now. And I'm like, LOL.
But then she ends up making out with him.
Yeah, she gives him the pity make out and then crawls into bed with him and stays with him. I was cracking up because this whole season they've been showing Evan getting, you know, he's in the ambulance, he's bleeding out the arm. We're like, oh my God, Josh is going to eat him or Chad's going to punch him. Or, and it turns out like he mixed ankle pills with Franzia.
Yeah. And then we see it again. We're going to see it again later. And it's still not exciting.
I did like on this double date when Lace goes, she's on the floor and like some guy's dancing in her face. And she goes, I'm on the floor and some dude is fucking my face. It's like high school.
Oh, God.
So more boring times at the house. Nick is alone and bored and complaining that he's lonely while Josh and Amanda lick each other and moan.
And then they go, well, then they, is this when they go to bed?
Yeah, this is when they do it. Amanda, who only cares about her children, fucking in an open-air bed with all the windows open and a camera in front of her. Nice work, lady. Nice work.
I mean, speaking as a mom.
Okay. Nick, I bet Nick's like, yeah, it's just like, I've been engaged twice. It's a struggle I have. LOL. And Amanda, while she's boning Josh, she goes, oh, you're so sweaty. And he's like,
Gross. Yeah. And then you can actually hear her.
When I thought there could be nothing grosser than Josh lick fucking Amanda on the open air bed, a commercial comes on for the Whopperito. Are you fucking kidding me, Burger King? A Whopperito?
Oh, I want to be the programmer that picks the commercials.
Also, during this, all the weatherman keeps popping up because I was actually watching commercials. So I was watching it live. So the weatherman keeps popping up and he's like, there's a storm coming. A storm. Oh, come at 10. We'll talk about the storm. And I just thought that has to be put in here because everybody is a storm on this show. That's the only adjective anybody knows. They're like, wow, hurricane. Uh-oh, rainstorm. It's tinkling outside.
Okay, so night two, which luckily was last night, so it's even fresher in my mind. opens with Jared saying he just wants to spend some time with Kayla today. To which I was like, as opposed to what? Going to your job? Doing volunteer work? Like, what else would you be doing? You're going to fit some time to spend with Kayla into your busy schedule of what?
They're like,
what else are you doing?
Like, Uno.
It's like somebody in prison going, I'm just going to spend some time in my cell today. You know, just some me time. Maybe read a book. What are your other choices?
You know, I was thinking of possibly dropping the soap today. Well, at least actually that implies more action.
Yeah.
Than poor Jared is going to get.
So in comes Ashley.
Dun, dun, Hurricane dun, dun. Ashley. Hurricane Ashley.
So Ashley has that kind of crazy vibe that is the thing that you can just feel immediately. It's like when you're out walking your dog and one of your neighbors starts just talking to you and you know right away they're kind of off.
Yes.
Right? Where you're like, right away when somebody comes up and they're like, oh, your dog, did they just have puppies?
Yes.
And you're like, get away from me.
Well, she's like that. There are so many signs of crazy on this girl. She wears really heavy shoes, so she can't walk. She's always kind of like clomping because her shoes are so fucking heavy.
Oh my God, which, I have a note about that later. She's wearing them on the beach.
Yes, which is kind of a sign of suicide.
Yeah.
It's like people who tie rocks around their ankles and then jump into the ocean. So she's, I bet she probably is threatened to commit suicide a lot.
Yeah.
Also, suicide her ready. Face, she's a cutter. Her face is ridiculous. I mean, a beautiful girl that now looks like, you know, and on their way to being kind of cute, transsexual prostitute in front of
Donut
Time.
Yes, yes. She already has that Lady Elaine from Mr. Rogers, Lady Elaine puppet with the big lips and the hair. And
Yeah, she's a cutter and she's going to do whatever she can to be more pleasant to men. But unfortunately, you can't fix crazy bitch.
No, you can't.
And so Chris keeps it real and is like, it's the eye of the storm. And next time, a reign of terror ensues. It's like, okay, we get it.
Yeah,
we
and then he's like,
Are
you going to be spending all your time crying? And she's like, nope, not going to happen. I'm only going to cry 3 times. And Chris goes, a day? And she's like, no, the whole time I'm here.
Are you on you're on the next episode now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm still obsessed.
You're just on the I'm just at the end. Attractions. No,
I don't even know what I'm writing notes about, but I just love that iguana that they were showing. And the twins are like, oh my God, look at that dinosaur coming out of the hole. He's looking at us. Stupid.
They're like, oh my God, that iguana can't even tell us apart. That is so insulting.
Oh my God, is that the mean one from Jurassic Park? No, it's the good one from the good dinosaur.
I can't even tell you apart from other iguanas, okay? So there. You're not even unique. God.
Jesus, Barney. Hypocrite. Now the birds are scared of the crazy bitch. So funny. So they've got Ashley scaring everybody, and the birds are like, papa! They show like all the animals walking backwards,
right?
And the birds flying away. So good.
So Ashley is like, I'm not gonna be crying, I'm not gonna be crying. And then 3, 2, 1, she's already crying.
Yes, and she told Chris, we're best friends, but like, I mean, he wouldn't really hook up with me, but we're like best friends. And, you know, he knows that he would never just be friends to me. And Chris goes, well, you hooked up? And she's like, well, I don't know what he's told you. He said, so stand up double? It's like, Jesus, Chris, is that what he said? Gross.
Chris is like, well, did he finger you? And she's like, okay, I am not saying yes, he did.
He's like, what base is spit roasting? I don't know what you're talking about. So she has kind of a bimbo accent, but she's got an ingrate bimbo accent. Like,
yes, ingrate bimbo.
She does that with her words when she talks. It's so funny. The question of why we aren't together will always haunt me. Okay, crazy. My greatest fear is that he'll be head over heels with someone.
So she comes in, and immediately Jared is like, "Can I talk to you?" And he's like, "Listen, just to let you know, like, just to tell you, so here's what happened. Like, I went on a date with one of the twins, and then that didn't work out. But worked out or whatever. I mean, she was okay. But then I went on a date with Kayla."
And this is her the whole time. She's going,
Then, he goes, "So I'll be her. I'll be him. I'll be Jared and you be her."
Okay.
So, Ashley, I just wanted to tell you that. So I went on a date. Okay. Just trying to be honest. With one of the twins. And it was okay. Hold on. Then I went on a date, though. I had an opportunity came up for me to go on a date with Kayla. And it was really great. I really kind of see that that could be good. So we're kind of together now.
I don't know where that Muppet thing came from, but she's like,
That's what she's like, though. Then they go to her, they show her, and she's laying down, and it literally looks like there's spiders on her face because of her eyelashes.
Oh, and her face just keeps getting more and more crazy because it's swelling, and she's got fresh fillers under there, so the swell doesn't know where to go. One of her eyes is half closed. One thing in After the Rose, or whatever, After Paradise, Michelle was like, "I'm really impressed with your face because you don't even have sobby stupid girl face," or whatever. But that was not true. She totally gets crazy face, and I got a perfect picture of it where her eyes are all wonky, and she looked crazy. So she's crying. So Kayla is talking to Sarah, and Sarah's like, "So are you scared?" And Kayla goes, "I don't think she wants me here." And Ashley's like, "It would be fine if he was like dating somebody else, like on the other side of the country, and I was friends with her. But that's not what's happening. I'm dating someone right now."
Oh God. So is this the scene where then she goes and talks to a bird and the editors had a field day?
Oh, that was beautiful. It's like, "You believe in little me? I feel betrayed."
And the bird's like, "You're crazy." She's like, "What? What are you saying? Why are you calling me crazy?"
Ashley went to talk to the twins, I think, first. And the twins, like, those two negative Nancys, they're, like, the perfect ones for her to talk to. Because she's sobbing. And she's like, she's really sad about what she had with Jared. And Emily's like, "Yeah, I had something, too. And I had something with Jared, too. And it got stolen away very quickly." And then the twins are like, "Wow, like, it was really crazy." She's like, is he gonna get stolen? Like, is that it? Have I already lost?" And they're like, "No, don't worry. Like, when we saw Jared, like, I've never seen him smile like that. Like, he was, like, literally so excited. It was, like, ingenious to call. I was like, whoa. It's like, I don't know what that means. Am I losing or not? I think, like, he's, like, not in love, but he's in, like, wow, like, so happy to be alive when he's with her." She's like, "Are you trying to help me?" Like, those twins are the worst.
Oh, my God. And so then, is this when Ashley goes to talk to Kayla?
Well, yeah, Kayla's talking to Sarah and basically saying, "Well, she didn't really want me to come on the show. Like, we're friends in real life, and she told me she doesn't want me to come here." And then Ashley tells the twins, she's like, "Well, she promised me, like, she's not supposed to even come here. And, like, she promised me that she wouldn't be with Jared, and she wouldn't steal him away.
Not even her type. Like, why is she doing this?" And then Ashley starts going, "I just want to go." And no one, they're like, "Stay." It's like she's on a Spanish soap opera all of a sudden. She's like, "Bandejo! Cállate! Cállate! No!"
Jorge's like, "Duh, I have a piece of pizza I saved for you in the back, my love." But commercials, back from commercials, she's still sobbing.
Yes.
So good.
So then Ashley gets a date card, because that's what you want to do with somebody who's completely unstable. And she, oh, and Jared, and then she tells Jared that she got the date card, and Jared's like, why don't you ask Daniel? So this is where I'm like, I just don't understand the show a little bit. He's like, Daniel's single. Why don't you go ask Daniel? Yeah. So what happened to the great love affair with Sarah, though? They all seem to know that Daniel is completely available and not with Sarah.
I think that they also all know that Daniel's gay. I mean, Daniel really That's doesn't seem to be hiding it. And I think everybody also knows that gay guys love a crazy bitch.
Yes, that, honestly, and I'm not saying this in any kind of derogatory way. I really think that it's just they all do know that. I really honestly think that Daniel's kind of out on the show.
Girl, at the end of a party night with my best friends, at the end of that 2:30, 3 in the morning, everyone will hand the crazy girl to me and be like, you take care of this. We're out of here. And I'll just listen to the whole, oh, you think he likes me? I'm like, girl, you are better than that, girl.
Because he does. He doesn't really connect. Daniel, I'm talking about now, doesn't really connect in a way that, like, he doesn't take any of it seriously.
Yeah, we're the gay babysitter.
Yeah, like, you can see that. You can tell the difference where if a guy is straight, where it, whether the girl's crazy or not, he engages in some way. Like, either, oh, this girl's crazy, I got to back away, yes, or I kind of attracted to crazy, whereas Daniel's just finding the whole thing amusing.
Well, if there are ever homophobes looking for somebody to murder, look for a crazy bitch, because where there's a crazy crying bitch, a gay babysitter is nearby. I guarantee you that.
But I love how he's overcompensating. So they go on the date, and he's saying that, you know, he's just kind of making jokes, and something where he goes, oh, something about a sacrifice.
Oh, right? Yeah. He's like, Daniel goes, I hear you're a virgin, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's like, yeah. Well, y'all want to stay a virgin or y'all want to not be a virgin? Because I could help you with that. You'll want a little Canadian sausage or bacon or peanut butter and sandwich, you know.
I'll dribble a little maple syrup, eh? So gross.
I'm scrolling. I've talked about babysitters, so now I'm like.
But by the way, they go to Sarah for a minute, and she's like, this is before the date. Sarah actually says, I'm just so nervous that everyone's coupled up and Daniel might go on a date.
Yes.
So she's still at somewhere thinking that Daniel is supposed to be with her. Anyway, okay, it doesn't really matter.
We have an alliance, okay? We shook on it. So this conversation. Go ahead.
No, just that Ashley, when she's on the date, she's like, she's so open about her crazy. She's like, I'm the kind of person who can't get over someone without meeting someone else.
Yeah, that is so pathetic, by the way. And Daniel, well, who would your replacement guy be? She goes, you. He's like, oh, wow, look at that. Whoa. And then this romantic music starts playing. This show is so bizarre. They're so not into each other at all. So then we go, oh, and Kayla did have a talk with Ashley. She's like, they had one part where Ashley was just sobbing in the bed, like the outdoor bed couch thing. She's right, like
wearing those weird, like, black frayed shorts.
Yeah. And she's like, aah! And Kayla's just standing there watching her. That was one of the funniest shots ever. She just stands there for like 10 minutes and watches her like, oh gosh, here we go.
Yeah.
So she did have a talk with her where she was like, Kayla, I just want to make sure, or Ashley, I just want to make sure that blah, 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 I don't believe you, like, whatever. So I guess there's going to be some fun fighting. And she calls her a betraying whore of a friend or something.
Yeah.
And beautiful.
Kayla's like, I don't know if my relationship is going to work out or whatever, because this is just seems like a lot of drama.
Yeah. And she's like, I don't really, she tells Jared, she's like, I don't really have like a lot of emotions in this house to the girls. Like, I'm not emotional with the girls because like when I show my emotions, like people leave me.
What? Yeah. So I just like to write them or say them in emojis. So people understand. I just show like a face with like two red cheeks, and that tells you I'm feeling shy or embarrassed. That's for you to decipher.
Okay, what am I thinking right now? You're happy? No. But you're smiling. Yeah. I don't get it. Exactly. Okay, let's get married.
He's like, what's that emoji of the Eiffel Tower? Hello, I went to France. Oh.
It's all what right. I felt when Daniel was trying to walk behind me to get to the pizza. Okay, so
then this is so crazy. So they're on the date, and then suddenly there's like a native flash mob. And they haul off the virgin for sacrifice or something. And then Daniel's like looks at the plates, because of course he does not care. And he's like, okay, I guess I'll just eat her food then, eh? And that's it. They never come back to that. So then the next scene is in the morning. And Ash is, I couldn't sleep. I'm having trouble keeping it together. I love him. Sorry, but it's any girl's nightmare to see the man she loves with another woman. It couldn't get worse unless, like, somebody died.
And then, of course, the twin, ever helpful. She's like, yeah, but, like, what I see is, like, you have something really special with Jared. But Kayla has something super duper extra special with Jared. Okay, stop giving me advice.
Oh, God.
Oh, what are Josh and Amanda doing? And then Nick's whining on the beach. Like, and then a new girl comes. And
Jen.
I'm worried for Sarah because right before they cut to the new girl walking down the stairs, they showed a statue of an armless mermaid on the beach. What the fuck? I was like, oh no, someone's coming in to take a spot. And it was Jenna from Ben's season.
Yeah, who was supposed to be the laid back girl or the
people
shy
know
girl
her as the more reserved one.
Oh yeah, more reserved, yeah. Then Nick is like, of all the girls, I think I'm the most curious about her. Really? Because I thought you were the most curious about Amanda. Now that Amanda's...
Yeah, anybody that can save his ass, he's suddenly curious about.
Exactly.
And guess how the twin... by the way, the more reserved one means this bitch has zero to say and zero personality. Can't wait to see it.
Yep.
So the twins are, as usual, very positive. They're like, she's fucking hot. Like, that girl is like that girl that every girl is intimidated by. Like, everyone's gonna want her. No one's gonna like us. Why can't we win at all?
We're just too pretty. That's our problem. Like, everybody's like ugly and we're so pretty and this is just doesn't make sense.
And Jen, she's like, I'm excited to be back and I'm excited to be in control this time. Ah, you're already boring me.
So boring. So then Evan gets a visit from a medic who thinks he seems tired. So is this a thing? Like, how does Evan seem more tired than anybody else?
Is she reading his personality? Like, what kind of machines do they have over there in Mexico? She's like, I am sensing that you are disgusting and boring and tired and want to tattletale on somebody. You need to come to the hospital.
And he's like, well, all right. Well, I guess I am on ankle medicine. So I guess that could be making me seem really boring and
ankle
tired.
Medicine.
Yeah. What is ankle medicine?
Ankle medicine. And then Carly, she's like, I think that he's totally faking an illness just to get to be with me, but that's kind of hot.
Where I'm just losing respect for her by the second.
Sure enough, Evan's like, well, like, cons, I have to go to the hospital. Pros, I could get a date with a girl in the ambulance. And so, sure enough, he takes her on a date in the ambulance. What the frick?
Yeah, so this is what I don't understand. So they're going to go to the hospital. This is where the IV, where they made it sound so dramatic by adding music in all the coming attractions, you know. So, but meanwhile, Evan
That's
is
the only
like,
one coming in that relationship.
Meanwhile, Evan's like, so Carly, I'm going to be headed over to the hospital. Like, do you want to do a ride along or is that cool? Can you come with me? So, but suddenly he has an IV in his arm and the siren is going. But what's wrong with him? Because he's tired?
No one knows. I think what happened is when my sister was in college, she was like, I don't feel good. And no one believed her because she always had a headache, you know?
Right.
And then we had to call the ambulance to take her to the hospital. That's so mean. But she was just not used to drinking that much, and she was dehydrated, and it really does make you legit sick. Like, she had to sit there on an IV for a day. We had to sit there with her and be nice to her, and it was so hard because we're all sarcastic. We're like, you're a wuss. But I think that's what happened to Evan. He's like a white girl drunk for the first time. He got that drunk, and his body couldn't take it, and he's like dehydrated. I mean, it couldn't be anything else. It's so sad. And then Carly's like, he's pathetic. I think I love him.
Yeah. That's where I was like, oh, okay. All right. Just take the show for what it is.
So Jen and Nick have a date where the crabs are trying to jump all over them.
Yeah. And then back in Ashley's room. Oh, this is where she's crying in the frayed black shorts. And Kate, yeah, we got a little bit ahead of ourselves, but no matter. That's where Kayla is watching her cry.
Oh, okay.
And telling the story about how everyone should have love. But it's a problem that Ash is here.
And then if you're not feeling anything yet, then we get a shot of the twins making sure their buttholes are properly waxed. Nice.
Oh, my God.
Thanks, guys. So, yeah. Rose ceremony.
Okay, but by the way, was this after the rose ceremony? Yeah, before the rose ceremony, Nick tries to tell Ash, this was a good scene, Ashley, that she's infatuated. Ashley's like, no, I'm in love.
Oh, yeah.
No, you're infatuated. No, it's love. He's like, it's obsession. Yeah. No, I'm in love. And I think Nick is a hero and should have his own show where Nick, he just tells Nick people goes, the truth.
I'm sorry, but you will never be with him. Never.
No.
Never. Never.
God, you're mean.
Thank God.
And then so Ashley and Jared. Okay, so yeah. He's like, God, what is wrong with you? I mean, I thought that we were in a good place when last time we spoke. And she's like, you know the feeling never disappeared. You know they're not going to disappear. I'm not with anybody else. You know I can't lose my feelings for you until I'm with somebody else. And he's just like, oh, my God, I've literally never done anything. I've never spoken with you properly. I've never formed a sentence around you. I've never put my penis inside of you. What am I doing wrong? Stop answering the phone. Block the bitch.
Then she's like, I just feel like there's just like a glimmer of hope. And like, I don't know. How am I supposed to find another you? Oh, you're God. You and I'm me. So how can I find you if you're not you? Because how can you be you when you're on a date with Kayla?
And he's like, why did you come here? And she goes, I told you to get over you.
And then he's like, Maybe I just shouldn't even be here. Pendejo!
Oh, my God. So her face in this scene, I mean, it must be noted. Because I know that everyone wants surgery and, like, everyone wants to look young and this and that. No, stop it. Look at her face in this scene. She looks like a melting Sheena from Vanderpump Rules. She looks like a Sheena candle that's being melted. Her face is half wonky, swollen, eyes popping out. She looks like a damn mess, people.
I know.
Take your medication and use your moisturizer and stop cutting your face, okay? And that has been today's lesson.
Yes.
Next week, someone comes into paradise and they hit paradise like a hurricane. Shocker.
And then I have just one thing to say about After Paradise. Just
go for
one
it.
Thing. Just that Daniel is on After Paradise and he's so dumb. And he says that they ask him about Sarah and he's like, Sarah understands, you know, I understand Sarah. And she just really understands me. Something where he goes, you know, if somebody wants to understand me, like they have to be intellectual. And then he goes, but I really understand Sarah because like my dad is quadriplegic as well. She's not quadriplegic. Like what? She's missing one arm below the elbow. Yeah, I totally get that because also my dad's also a quadriplegic. Do you have any? You don't even know what that means.
That's so good. I can't believe, did anybody say anything back to him when he said that?
I don't know because I should have been following people's Twitters, but the only one I started following was Carly.
I can't believe Michelle didn't say something.
Who wrote, I think it's funny when Sean Lowe says someone else is boring, because, and then she did a bunch of emojis of sleeping. And then she wrote, hashtag sorry, hashtag after paradise.
That guy is such a waste. I wish he wasn't even on that show. He's ridiculous. Everything he says is just trying to make his wife happy at home. He's like, I cannot believe how that man treats women. Am I right, guys? I'm like, shut up, dude. You already won. Get off my TV.
I know.
Michelle, I don't know how Michelle even puts up with that. I can see herself stopping herself because she has to let him say something at some point. You can see her being like, okay, blah, 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 blah. Sean. He's like, well, I'm on the woman's side, I'll tell you that much. Okay, Sean. But then he tries and gets bitchy about all the guys. Like, overly judgmental. Shut up, you wuss! That guy's a total wuss! Okay, everybody, thank you so much for listening.
Amazing.
Come to Rose Pricks for premium info, our bonus episodes, and our full-on archives. We love you guys. Thanks for being with us. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.